In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Today we commemorate St. John Climacus, the author of The Ladder of Divine Ascent, a 6th century abbot on Mount Sinai, and who was asked to, essentially in his elderly age, to write a manual to monastics describing the spiritual life and the various things that people go through. And we shouldn't pass over the point that it's particularly hard to write about the spiritual life. You see, many of us would like a manual, a very simple manual that gives us absolute directions that can be infallibly followed and somehow are like the booklets you get when you're going to build a cabinet, well described and every little detail and turn. But there's a problem, because in the spiritual life, we acknowledge that God is a person. He is not a thing. He is not like a cabinet. In our relationship to God and with God, as a community and individually, is not something that is universal. I relate to God differently than you will. And so I also have the problem where if I were to describe my spiritual life, I have to use human language. Sometimes my language of what I understand about the soul. Sometimes my understanding of spiritual things of the divinity. And language is, in and of itself, is a poor communication tool. Most of us learn by experience. Most of us learn in our deep self by experiencing the grace of God. And there is so much there in that experience that it's not really easily communicated. So St. John sets about this task of writing his 30 steps to the kingdom of heaven. And in writing this manual for monastics, we can, if you take it up and read it, which is very common for people to do during Lent, you would notice there's a lot of enigmatic statements that he makes, a lot of paradoxes that he draws, a lot of sentences that don't really quite end. And then he says, well, if you know what I mean, in various places. And all of these are meant to be places where he leads off and where you pick up. You know, if you think about Jesus' teaching, Jesus didn't leave us a manual. He didn't say, listen, I am God. Here's the Nicene Creed. This is how you're going to do church on Sundays. And spell it out exclusively. Jesus spoke oftentimes by answering questions with questions, by leaving enigmatic statements, by not fully explaining himself. And all of this to draw people in, to draw people into the notion that there is some engagement required on their part. Sometimes we have the idea that if we provided the gospel in spelled out 100% in the most detail, in the most undeniable way, that everybody would simply look at it and convert, and that their spiritual lives would be in order. But the truth is that truth and experience and relationship all require some sort of driving force on our own part, some sort of interest. Jesus speaks in parables, and St. John speaks in parables, so that those who don't care to know will simply leave it off where it is. But those who care to know will expend the necessary effort to dive deeper and deeper. The analogy St. John uses for the spiritual life is 30 rungs of a ladder, each rung representing a virtue or a vice, or a various accomplishment in the spiritual life. Ladders are something that require effort. They require muscles and energy A ladder, for instance, is not an escalator. A ladder is not an elevator. Think about your own personal analogy for the spiritual life based on how you live. Is the spiritual life for you a ladder? Something that requires persistent, consistent effort, where you're trying to reach higher and higher rungs? Or is the spiritual life more like an elevator? At some point in your life, you hopped on, and thank God you're going to heaven, and you don't have to worry about everything, but boop, it's all taken care of. In the Orthodox faith, and then from St. John's, it's a ladder. It requires our persistence, our diligence, and there's a paradox even to this persistence and diligence that it requires of us. Although you are required to do spiritual work and exercises, fasting, prayer, and strive after the virtues, you won't obtain anything unless God gives it to you. So grace and mercy are a gift from God. But at the same time, if you don't want them, if you don't show that you want them, by being diligent in your practices, by discipline, by striving, then you won't receive them. That is what St. John teaches us. The ladder in discussion of we'll be having a class today on St. John's ladder, actually talking about temptation. When we talk about effort and talk about this climbing, one of the faults that we have, maybe as modern people, or maybe people have always had this fault, is to think that this ladder can be mounted in one stride. In other words, we look up and we see people at the top rungs, or we encounter people who have virtues, and somehow we think in and of our own effort, we should obtain this. I think it is when we get older, we all look back, I'm 41, I guess, and I look back and I say, well, I'm so old, and shouldn't I be better at this by now? Shouldn't I have grown past this step? And so, although the icon, it looks like they're scrambling up this ladder really quickly, St. John is very clear throughout that each rung of the ladder is and can really take a lifetime. That each rung may be harder and more significant to different people, and may be easy for other people, and that we should never be reaching for what is beyond our grasp. We shouldn't be trying to work miracles if we're still struggling with basic prayer. We shouldn't be, it's made more clear within his writings, but it's basically acknowledging and accepting your place on the ladder as being providential, and not consistently condemning yourself for not being beyond what you should. The classic example in monastic circles is there's many, many stories of monks who think that they're called to the solitary life. And so they're going to go out into the desert of their own power and isolate themselves. And there are many, many stories of monks disobediently doing this and becoming delusional. They have sought for something that wasn't intended for them. So there's even a sense of obedience within the divine ladder, that what we are working on now is just as important as the 30th step. That what is before us in our lives is the very thing that will eventually, as it's conquered in Christ, by the grace of God, by our diligent paying attention to the issue and by our effort, but mostly by the grace of God, that eventually we'll finally go to the next rung. And we have plenty of stories from the monastic culture and from the tradition of people going and living well into their 80s and still dealing with very, very basic bodily or spiritual or mental sins that they simply cannot overcome on their own. You remember even the Apostle Paul says, make this depart from me three times. And God said, my grace is sufficient. So, there is many lessons in this great work of the church. And of course, you're encouraged to read it and there's many commentaries for lay people to help you balance out some of what might seem extreme to you as far as St. John Climacus is concerned. But it really is a book of the church. And it really is a lesson for us to acknowledge. My life, as my spiritual life, I should conceptualize a ladder. Something that requires diligence and persistence. I should conceptualize that in front of me is always the next step. And not begrudgingly take it up because it's just what's in front of me. And that if Christ gives me the grace to conquer that which is in front of me, maybe I'll be raised up to the next rung. And this is basically that. The final comment I'll say is that in the ladder, we see the demons pulling people off and they go instantly either into the side of the mountain or the abyss, or there's usually sometimes a toothy beast there, which is Hades, and they're taken into death by the devil and his minions. I think for most of us, the ladder resembles more chutes than ladders. In the newsletter, I mentioned that an entire Christian life can be summarized as falling down and getting up. You fall down off of rungs, you get up. Just because the devil's dragged these poor souls to hell in these particular icons, does that mean just because you've fallen, you're going to hell? It just means you need to get up and mount that ladder again. That's part of persistence. That's part of diligence. So may God bless us to climb whatever He's put before us, that we may find the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.